Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
You're going to love this. You're here, and I'm so glad you joined us today. There, you're along with about 2,400 of your fellow Montanans here in this Billings and Lockwood area. And what are we doing? It's the Montana Special Olympic Summer Games trackside at Lockwood today. A lot of events. Of course, it started Wednesday, and then they had events yesterday. It's a beautiful day. Jeremiah's going to give us a weather forecast here in just a little bit. But we're going to talk with event organizers, coaches, volunteers, and the Special Olympic special athletes who take part in the games, win, lose, or draw. The theme is Make Some Magic. And we are going to be live today when that happens on Voices of Montana. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. That's the athlete's oath, but that can also be the talk show host's oath for today as well. Welcome here. A very special day. I've been looking forward to it since we did this last year at Billings West. This won the track event. We are right at the finish line as well at Lockwood High School for the Montana Special Olympics. And it is special in so many ways. What you will see when you come here, and please do, all right, take part in this, and what you will see is pure joy. Of course, there's also some frustration that comes along with competition. There's also just a lot of camaraderie here, too. A lot of encouragement, and I'm so much looking forward to this. We'll talk with athletes. We will talk with mentors. We will talk with the kids in the unified programs. High schools, 144 of them in Montana, are partnering with special athletes and Special Olympic athletes. It's really a great program. So thank you for being here. I know it's Friday, only two more working days this week. Really, really excited about that. I know that Brown. Okay. I thought. And then, what is that? Who wrote that?
Just like the color.
And then Tyler Wilkin with us too. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Tom.
It's good to be with you. And what a beautiful day we have out here in Lockwood. We appreciate you guys being here. And I think you talked about joy, and you can just feel it out here today. The competition, the families getting together, surrounding these athletes. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. And as you speak, you missed your chance. So they were coming down the stretch, Tyler, and you had a chance to call that. But there'll be another chance here, right there at the finish line. And thank you for that. There is so much joy here. Brian, why? Why is that?
Well, again, back to the joy. You mentioned the athlete oath.
Yeah.
And let me be brave in the attempt to win. That's just not the athletes here. It's we all could use that in our own lives and in everything we do. Why? It's sure. If you just saw and heard that, you didn't. We saw it, but on the radio, you heard the background joy.
Yeah.
People are running races, and everybody is winning. Everybody is having a great time here, and you know this is a statewide event where we can come together as a state. You mentioned camaraderie, joy, teamwork. All that is why we do this.
Yeah, let's talk about all the organization. You guys are the game management team, right? Yes. And so let me, it's Tyler Wilkin, co-directors, and Tyler, executive director of philanthropy at Intermountain Health and St. Vincent Regional Hospital. I know you guys sponsor the games too. Thank you for that. Same for you, Billings Market President, First Interstate Bank for Brian Brown. Appreciate that as well. There's got to be a lot of joy in that. Talk about what you get from this as a company, but just individually as well. You bonding with your people and these people, I mean, it probably goes on and on, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, I it's one of those things that kind of fills your cup and then it carries you throughout the year, you know, to get to be involved in this. And I know at Intermountain Health, you know, there's so much mission alignment between what we do and Special Olympics. You know, our goal really is to help people live the healthiest lives possible. And this is such a these games, the practices that go into it, the competitions themselves, are a big part of keeping these athletes healthy. They're a very vulnerable population. And so for us, that's really hits the heartstrings, and we want to be involved in that.
Talk about the volunteers from your aspect too, Brian, in terms of putting the games together. I mean, it takes a lot of volunteers, managing volunteers,
yes,
organizing volunteers.
Yes.
Yeah.
How this all comes together is you see the fruits of our labor today and the previous couple days. and all the stuff that goes behind the scenes. In fact, we were just talking to a couple State Games board members before this, and board members are volunteers. The games management team, including us, we're volunteers. There are some Special Olympics staff that are on staff, but the majority of the work behind the scenes that makes this happen are volunteers. The day of, we have over a couple thousand volunteers that are needed, really, for these last 3 days to make this work. And everybody you see running around in a blue shirt, and some volunteers have their own colors, but today we probably have close to 1,000 volunteers here on the track that are making this work. And as far as that goes, it is people's time and effort that make this happen. And that doesn't cost anything other than a little bit of time, but what we all receive as volunteers out of this is way more than you see or hear on the radio. It's fantastic.
And because these events are spread out all across the area, and there's some real, I guess special rewards, because this game will lead to, every 4 years, there is a Special Olympics United States Games, right? And Tyler, this leads into that.
Many of these competitions are qualifiers for the national competition, and it'll be taking place next year in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I know a lot of these athletes are looking forward to that, right? The chance to qualify, move on to nationals, and then there's the international games too that happen periodically, and where these athletes might get a chance to go, you know, somewhere around the globe. In fact, we had an athlete from Montana compete in Turin, Italy at the Winter Games just this past winter. So, you know, it's such a worldwide effort, but really it's grassroots. As Brian mentioned, you know, it starts at these local levels. We've got volunteers all across the state. And I'm looking across the track here, and I see Bob Norby, Tiffany Coleman, you know, folks who have been doing this for over 30 years of volunteering. And that's pretty cool, the community of volunteers, athletes, families that have grown up around these athletes.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Brian, how about you? I mean, who comes to mind when you think about the consummate volunteer or even the consummate athlete? You guys are calling these athletes by name. So, I mean, you have a relationship with them.
Great. over the course of the years that we've put this together, because this is the second of 3 years here in Billings that we're having this. And this just doesn't happen these 3 days. So you interact with board members, with our games management team, with athletes throughout the entire year. So, yeah, you do develop relationships like Jeremiah here, Anna, who was at our opening ceremonies, and many, many others. It doesn't take long to form those relationships. I was calling all the swimming on Wednesday, and I saw dozens of athletes that they remember my name at the dance carnival last night, and I remember their name. And that is what keeps you going. That's what keeps them going, too, and it's just amazing.
Well, again, that's Brian Brown, Billings Market President, First Interstate Bank. Tyler Wilkin with us. He's with Intermountain Health, St. Vincent Regional Hospital, Games Management Team here, co-directors. Special Olympics going on live at Lockwood High School. Tyler, the amount of people that show up for this as well, is kind of surprising. Talk about what it takes to manage these games, too. I mean, I know we talk about volunteerism. There's sponsors as well. It just seems like it is a full-time job almost.
It really becomes a year-round effort. You know, Brian and I are excited because we get to lead a group of really dedicated folks, lead volunteers for this games management team. And there's a group of about 25 people that come together. We meet once a month throughout the year to kind of plan these games. You work with all of these venues across Billings. We've got a great sponsorship team that's out there securing the dollars needed to put on an effort like this. And, you know, you bring in 1,400 athletes and coaches, surround them by 1,000 volunteers, and it's pretty significant economic activity locally as well. They have guessed that it's somewhere around $250,000 brought into the economy because of these games. So it's a big effort. But again, because everybody's so connected to it with their heartstrings, you know, it really comes off very well, you know. And we just appreciate all the support of the local businesses and volunteers that make this happen.
And to add to that, too, it comes with relationships that we all have in the local community. I mean, but I
okay, here's another finish line.
Here we go.
Good race.
Coming in to win the 400-meter relay.
That's right.
Okay, one, two, and there is a bunched finish for third, fourth, and fifth. Nice race, you guys.
Live right here.
They give it their all. Don't you love that?
It's amazing. So to circle back around with what we're talking about, the relationships in the community. I may miss some people here, but just for example, Lockwood, we have relationships with that they open this facility up. Rocky Mountain College, where we hold the nerve centers, what we call it, they make lunches for the entire athletic teams there, bocce, soccer, the Metro Park, First Interstate Arena. We had the opening ceremonies and the dance carnival last night there. So all these relationships in order to make this work aren't just sponsorships and volunteers. It's other organizations in town that are partnering and cooperating and just opening up their facilities for us to make this happen. So I just wanted to mention that, too.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. I mean, that's the important part here, too, is they're doing it not to get recognized.
MSUB swimming as well.
Sorry. Nice. Beautiful. You. Yeah. You could probably go on and on and on and on. Tyler, how has this changed you?
I tell you what, you know, we go back to that athlete's oath, you know, and let us be brave in the attempt. I mean, I think that's advice that we could all take to heart, right? Yeah. We're all, you know, striving to do so much. I think for me, what it really is seeing the family connections. That's what is so powerful to me, to see these families out here celebrating their athletes, getting to watch them experience the joy of competition, the camaraderie of this community. That's a very special thing, and I think for me, I feel blessed to be a part of it.
Nice. Same thing for you. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. Brian, what does that mean to you?
You know, it's all about attitude and effort. Those are two things in life we can control ourselves. There's many things, probably most things, we can't control. I mean, the weather. This is great. It's cooperating today. But we can't control a lot of things in life, but we can control our attitude and effort. And to see the attitude in a positive way and the effort that is put forth here, not just from the people that helped put this on, but namely the athletes. It's a lesson in life that just resonates.
Is there an athlete that comes to mind for you, Tyler, or who have you been kind of working with, maybe especially this year? We got Jeremiah to our left over here, and he's going to give us a little weather report before too long, which is really cool. But drop some more names. Tell me who has mattered to you.
There's an athlete named Brandy who serves on our games management team, and so she comes to every meeting, and her real responsibility is to connect us with other athletes, to kind of share their story, to kind of keep the volunteers engaged and motivated. She has become such a good friend to us, and I just appreciate those stories that she brings to us. And like Brian said, I think you can really just see it, right? These athletes, you know, some of them have been dealt a pretty difficult hand, but yet you'd never know it because they're out here enjoying this day, the camaraderie, the community, and just experiencing that joy. That's a special thing to watch.
Yeah, and Brian.
Well, it is hard to kind of narrow down because there's so many great athletes. But, of course, Jeremiah, we worked with him over the years. He was the MC with us last year. Anna Vanderwindy, who helped us as an MC this year as well. And there's a few other swimmers that I worked with that are great. There's Josh and Jared. Yeah, they and Skyler, and then Brandy too. She won first at golf yesterday. Brandy, who helps us out through the she helps us out the entire year.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got a first place in golf yesterday. So.
And they're wearing their gold medals
proudly, right? As they should.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for doing this, and thank Intermountain Health, St. Vincent Regional, and First Interstate Bank. I mean, I know you do it just because it's the right thing to do. So I just want to thank you for that.
One other premier sponsor too that isn't here to speak, but that we would like to name is the Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation.
Okay, thank you.
They are our premier sponsor as well. And tons of other sponsors, 60-plus sponsors. And we could go through them all, but thank them all individually. But Dennis and Phyllis Washington as well as a premier.
Good. Yeah. Great job, you guys. And are you guys you roped in for next year too?
Of course we are.
Good. If you weren't, I just
signed a three-year contract.
Okay, good work.
Thank you for being here, Tom.
Tyler,
thank you, Tom.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Northern News Network.
Yeah, thank you guys. Tyler Wilkin and Brian Brown once again. Wait a minute. We can't go. We can't go. Wait, you guys will love this, all right?
Okay.
All right, mic check. This is Jeremiah Yates. Jeremiah, you can stay right there. Oh, you can come down, yeah. Oh, he can't get through here. Go ahead and do it up there. Jeremiah. Oh, here he comes. All right. Let me tell you about Jeremiah Yates a little bit. He's an athlete. What's this gold for? What's this medal for?
Third place.
Oh.
For what'd you do?
The relay.
Nice. Nice. You and your team, right? Took third place. Congratulations. Jeremiah, you want to be a weatherman. Tell me why.
The reason why I want to be a weatherman is because I'm not going to stop following my dream because I'm becoming a weather broadcaster, and that's what I do.
Don't ever stop following your dreams, dude. I heard you practice. Here, grab this mic. Jeremiah Yates, what's the weather going to be like today?
Well, apparently it's nice. However, by this evening, we're probably going to get thunderstorms by this evening, so I probably don't want you guys outdoors because there's going to be threatening weather, meaning thunder and lightning. And the current temperatures are in the the mid to the 50s. As we take a look at the radar, we see nothing but clear skies, but as we go into the evening, we'll see some thunderstorms, some marginal risk. Our area is covered. Our town is in a marginal risk for severe weather tonight. And then as we head into the weekend, we'll see nothing but clear skies. As we go into the long Memorial Day weekend, that's the weather. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Jeremiah. Hey,
good job,
nice
Jeremiah.
Job.
Good job, Jeremiah.
Did he just get hired, Tom?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. I think I just lost my
Jeremiah.
Job, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I want to say
buddy.
Hello to Natalie, too, his sister, and Mick, the father, who's been kind of – well, Mick is holding the sign from blowing down. Thanks, Mick. I appreciate that as well. Jeremiah, your son's a weatherman. Yeah.
Weather for West High for a few years. They really made a thing out of is what was initially a fear of thunder and such. They kind of took that to his advantage and he kind of ran with it.
That's beautiful.
He does weather at some of the football games and does emceeing at some of the basketball games.
Hey, grab this mic. Thank you for helping him follow his dreams.
That's fine. Yeah, we try and encourage our kids to do, you know, what they're uniquely designed to do.
Yeah.
You know, when, no matter what it is, you know, of course within reason, but we try and encourage them to pursue and better themselves.
And these two kids are a bundle of joy. I'm sure it's difficult at times, but they're a bundle of joy. Yeah.
It is, but. It's a unique thing because special needs kids they're not pretentious, they have no
expectations or
expectations, but there's no pretentiousness about
that's
them.
Perfect word.
You know, they're genuine.
Yeah.
You know, they don't lie like some people do. They're just genuine and upfront. And honest.
And very loving, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Mick. I appreciate
no
that.
No problem.
Good job, yeah. All right, Brian and Tyler, thank you guys, too. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, Tom.
Here for the Special Olympics Montana Summer Games. It's live at Lockwood High School, a Friday edition of Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside. Thanks for being here. We're going to roll on rather quick. Kim Farley joins us now. LPC, what does that stand for?
Local Program Coordinator.
Local Program Coordinator. Just got back from the World Games.
I did, in Italy.
What an experience that is.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And you have Sam Arnold with us here. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. How are the games going?
Good.
Good. You got some races here pretty soon?
Yes, I have the 100-meter walk and the 50-meter walk.
And I understand that you're racing against your sister in the
race. I am, yes.
Yeah. Kim, why don't you talk about that?
So in area games, to qualify for state games, the girls are in the same race, the same division, and to watch them compete against each other, we never know who to cheer for, but in one race, one girl won, and another race, the other race, the other girl won. So it's just awesome to see how hard they push each other and to watch them compete against each other.
Sam, talk about that. Talk about your sister and racing against her and what that means. And
she's actually a pretty good walker.
Yeah.
She's got longer legs than I do.
Oh, so you got to move them a little faster, huh?
She really does.
Yeah. What do you like about the races and being out here for the summer games?
To see all my friends who I don't really get to see, you know, since basketball and stuff.
Yeah. And Kim, talk about how you encourage these special athletes to honor this. Let me win, but you can probably repeat that, can't you, Sammy?
Yes.
Let me win. Go ahead. But
let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
How do you encourage that, Kim?
I guess we just ask them to give their all 100% of the time, which it goes without saying. They go out there every day, regardless of the hardships they face, every day in their life, and they give 110%. And we try to set goals and expectations for them, and there's not been one time that they haven't surpassed those goals.
That's really cool. Sammy, what do you get out of it? Get to run, get to walk.
Yeah. Physical fitness.
Yeah, staying in shape.
I'm gonna. You guys stay here, okay? We're gonna introduce and welcome some new guests. Terry Norman, the Unified Champion Schools Director for Special Olympics Montana. Did that turn on? Yeah, this one is on, I believe.
Hi, Hi.
Hi, Terry. And this is Kyle Norman as well, Athlete of the Year. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Good, good. Thank you for being here. What events are you in?
So I'm the 4x100 unified relay.
Ah.
And then the 100-meter dash.
And you're from?
Helena.
Helena, the Helena Halos, huh? Terry, talk about the Unified program. We're going to talk to some Unified athletes a bit later on, but that is such a cool program.
Yeah, I'm Terry Norman, the Unified Champion School Senior Director for Special Olympics Montana, and we work with schools across the state to implement and coordinate to promote acceptance and inclusion of three core components, which include unified sports, inclusive youth leadership, and whole school engagement. So including those with and without disabilities, coming together either on the field or in the classroom, in the community, and across the state.
I just find that really cool. Do you have a unified partner, Kyle? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's helping Kyle? Do you remember who that is?
One of my partners would be like Caden Horner and Tucker.
And how do they help you? How do they help you? Do they coach you? Do they encourage you?
They're kind of like my cheerleaders and helpers and stuff.
Yeah. So you're the athlete of the year. Did you train for that?
No, that was an award I got at basketball in November.
So the Athlete of the Year award is an award. There's roughly 3,000 athletes in the state of Montana, and Kyle was selected and voted on and chosen as the athlete that stood out among 3,000 athletes. So it's quite an honor.
Yes, it is. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you like about the games?
And it's watching everybody having fun.
Yeah. Sammy, do you know Kyle?
I do not.
Well, you do now, right? Yeah. So you guys have not raced against each other or anything?
So they put females with females and males with males.
Gotcha. That makes sense in a lot of places, too. Yeah.
Just like the real Olympics.
Yeah.
We're governed by the National Organizing Committee of the Olympics. So.
Talk about that experience from the World Games here recently from Italy, Kim.
I traveled as a volunteer. I was chosen as an athlete liaison, meaning that I got to spend the entire week of competition with a team from Namibia. It was amazing. Absolutely. One of the coolest adventures I've ever been on.
Sammy, are you anxious? Your race is starting here pretty soon, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've actually never been on the radio before, so.
Oh, you're doing really good. Yeah. Yeah. Kyle, didn't you just have some relay races just a little while ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it fun? How'd you do? Oh, not yet. Okay, that's coming up, right? Do you get nervous when you get out there and run a little bit?
No.
He's not nervous, huh, Terry?
No, he's pretty easygoing, so yeah. Enjoys the fun.
How can people out there listening take their schools into this unified program?
So we reach out to schools, and schools can definitely reach out to Special Olympics Montana. And then we get them lined up with resources and all kinds of different strategies that they can utilize within their schools and classrooms across the state. So we have, from the very youngest Head Start preschool programming all the way through college, at the elementary preschool, we do a lot of Unified Young Readers, Little Feet Meets, and Young Athletes. Middle school, high school, we have inclusion rallies for all levels. MHSA Unified Track, we partner with the Montana High School Association. And at the college level, they have a college championship week where they compete with colleges across the nation.
Thank you guys for doing this, Kim. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Terry. Thank you as well. Oh, you got a little yeah. Do you like a fist bump, Kyle, or do you like a high five?
Both.
What do you like?
Both.
Mike and both. How about you, Sammy?
Fist bump.
If you like fist bump, I'm going to give you a high five, too, and then fist bump one more time. Right on. Get out there and try to win, but if you can't win...
Let me be brave in the attempt.
Oh, thank you for that. Nice job, you guys all. Appreciate that. We'll take a break and come on back with more here shortly. We are live once again from Lockwood High School. This is the Montana Special Olympics and Summer Games, and we'll continue on here. You know, if you get a chance, go to the Special Olympics of Montana website and or Special Olympics period and read about the inclusion revolution. I think that's important. It talks about the Special Olympics movement beginning in the 50s and early 60s. Eunice Kennedy, Shriver, saw how people were really unfairly treated with intellectual disabilities, and that led to where we are today. Live from Lockwood High School, Montana's Summer Games Special Olympics. Tom Schultz alongside here. Thanks to all for listening, and thanks to all who are here. Let's get rolling on our next segment and welcome Lori Roberts, Area Director for Special Olympics Montana. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thank you for being here. And you're the parent of Nick Roberts from Great Falls. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing good.
Is this too much fun or just the right amount of fun?
Just the right amount.
I knew that. Yeah. Hey, Lori, talk about what Special Olympics means to you and then also to your son, Nick.
Special Olympics is a giant family. I love state games because it's a chance to reconnect with other parents and other athletes that you may not get to see, but at the state games, it's just such a wonderful, awe-inspiring event. This reminds me of why I volunteer, and it really refills your batteries and recharges you for another year.
How long does your smile last, Nick, after the games?
Well, it lasts a long time, I tell you.
It must. It does. You got that huge smile. What do you like about the games?
I just like to compete and.
Yeah. And do you? Can you repeat the athlete oath for me?
Yeah. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
Do you have to be brave sometimes out there when you're running or? Throwing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lori, talk about that. Talk about how you get the most out of this experience for yourself, but for your son, Nick.
How we get the most out of this experience is many ways. It's just so wonderful to see the athletes giving their best and working their hardest. And there's always one moment that really sticks in your head. There might be like an athlete that loses their shoe but goes on and crosses the finish line. One year we had athletes that went back and helped another athlete that fell down and picked them up and helped them cross the finish. I mean, it's moments like that that you just, it fills your heart.
Yeah. Do you remember some of those, Nick? Do you remember out there? Did you ever lose a shoe?
No.
No? That wasn't you, huh?
No.
It was somebody else. When they talk about make some magic, what is magic for you here? Getting to see old friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who did you want to see? You're from Great Falls, right? What's the name of your team?
It's the Wild Hornets.
The Wild Hornets.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a name, isn't it, Lori?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And who's on your team?
Let's see. There's a lot of us on our team. It's like a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's Betsy, who is my fiance, and there's Zach, who's my brother, and let's see.
Bessie and Zach, and that's good, and all the friends that you get to do. What kind of events are you in? What do you like to do here?
I currently did, let's see. I did Trouble Jab, and I got six in that.
Oh, congratulations.
And then Bocce yesterday, which I got bronze.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Lori, talk about, selecting those events and the events that are right for Nick. Does he select them himself?
Yes, he does select them, the athletes. This is wonderful because at State Summer Games, we have the most opportunities for different events for athletes to compete in. We have everything from cycling to bocce. We call it athletics, but it's track and field events, throwing events, running events, wheelchair events, walking events. We have swimming. We have gymnastics. I mean, this is the time of year where they have the most opportunities to participate in different sports. Soccer yesterday. It's just wonderful. I love all the opportunities for the athletes to choose what events they get to participate in. And I definitely like to go with his preferences, although as a mom, I make sure that he does one fairly active event because I want to keep him healthy.
That's right. And that's part of it, too, isn't it, Nick, is staying healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to run with the because every year they bring the torch of hope around, the flame of hope. And from Great Falls, you got to run. You got to run with the law enforcement officer. What was that like?
Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can say, Montana, that it's been pretty amazing.
Oh, super amazing, right? Did you get to hold the torch, too?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
It felt pretty amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. Lori, how would you encourage others to either be a volunteer or if they have children with intellectual disabilities, how would you encourage them to become a part of this?
We love to have more volunteers and more athletes. We're mm-hmm. constantly trying to grow our teams. If you're interested, you would contact the state office, somt.org online, and you'd fill out an athlete. They have to fill out an application as well as have a physical because we want to make sure that they're healthy enough to compete and don't become injured. Volunteers can also go online at somt.org and they can fill out a volunteer application as well. And depending on which area they're in, which team they would volunteer with. And there's lots of different roles you can play. Some people volunteer with the team as coaches or unified partners or volunteers, and then there's some people like me that volunteer on the area director. I'm the area mm-hmm. director, so we have an AMT, and we put together our area or regional events.
Absolutely. Great. I appreciate that. Yeah, too. Okay, Nick, do you like a fist bump, or do you like a high five?
I like a high five.
All right, give me some. Right on. Have you got events today?
Yeah.
What are they? What's it got?
I got a 100-meter dash.
Oh, that's a fun one. Are you ready? Are you
warmed
up? Okay.
I am.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to win, but if you can't win, I want you to be brave in the attempt, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem with that, right? Nick Roberts and Lori Roberts, thank you guys.
Thank
you
for doing that. Yeah. Very special edition here today, live from the Summer Games. We're at Lockwood High School trackside, right there by the finish line, as a matter of fact. You've probably heard some races. You heard a lot of cheering here as well. There's a lot of that going on. We've got a group here from West High High School, and it's the Unified School Program. We had somebody talk about that earlier.
A fire alarm.
Yeah, that's Caden. How you doing, Caden?
Yeah, your son gave fire a West High Bears.
Right on. And Sophie, good morning, Sophie. How are you? You good? Let's see, is that on? Say hello. Hello, Sophie. And Caden's partner is Benson. Good morning, Benson. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom.
From West High, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's super. Love that school. And how are you? It's Parker.
Yes. Yeah. Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing really good. This is so special, really, for you guys, Benson and Parker, to partner with Caden and Sophie. Benson, what do you get out of it? Why did you sign up, and what's your experience like?
So I, took a class on accident at West, and it turned out to be, Unified PE, and it was just so fun and so rewarding to go out and, meet so many people, have so much fun that I couldn't stop. I switched all my classes around. I've been around for 2 years now.
Ever.
That's Caden. Hey, Caden, do you like Benson?
Yeah, you was high and wide. So Sunday-Tuesday games are the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Parker, talk about your experience.
Well, ever since eighth grade was when I first started. I just needed a class to fulfill and decided to take that class. And ever since, it's just been like a dream come true.
Wow.
Just fell in love with these kids, and it's been amazing ever since.
Talk about Sophie.
Sophia has really changed my life. I met her in eighth grade, and she's made me so happy.
Yeah. If you have to talk about her, you'll probably end up going to tears, wouldn't you? Yeah, I know. Hey, Sophie. Sophie, how are you doing today? Doing good?
Yeah?
Did you run yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you do? Pretty good? How'd she do?
So she actually has not run yet,
okay.
But she'll be doing the 100 in a little bit, and she'll also do the 50.
Good. Yes. Caden, what are you doing today?
Sandy games and the one.
Ah.
He's running the 100, yeah.
Nice. Benson, what's the
Because you want to coach, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be a friend, and you want to be a mentor. How do you put all that together?
Well, I think like it's really important to make sure the athletes are playing in the games and they feel like they're in control. Because, you know, I have a collarbone injury, but I used to be in games and I'd be helping out in basketball and soccer. And it's kind of easy to like take over the game and say like, oh, we want to win for our kids and like make sure they're having fun. But it's more fun for them if you let it happen and let them be involved. So it's really about like letting them do what they want to do and don't make them do anything they don't.
Kaiten, do you like kind of hanging out with Benson at the games?
Yeah, he's in the state.
Yeah, he likes going to state.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Parker, your experience like is kind of unique.
Yes.
Starting as an eighth grader.
Yeah.
How have you maintained that? What have you learned year after year through that?
Just I've learned a lot of patience. And that's really, I don't know, I just think patience is your best friend with this. But it also, it's the teachers, too, that really make a difference. And, like, Miss Strange and Mr. Drange, huge shout-out to them because they have pushed all of us to be who we are today, and it's amazing.
And it's unique to give like that. Do you have other kids coming up to you in school and talking about this program?
Yes, yeah.
What do you tell them?
I tell them they'll be like, hey, should I take this class? And I say, absolutely. You'll love it. Like, it may seem scary at the beginning, but you will love it. It's amazing.
Benson, you too. I mean, you had already said how this had kind of changed your life and changed direction for you.
Yeah, I've noticed, like, people seem a lot more, like, friendly after you go into Unified PE because it all seems so intimidating until you meet all these people and they're just so eager to love you and to be nice and... They want to be your friend. They want you to pull the fire alarm.
Oh.
They don't mind. West High.
Oh, well, I don't think that. Did you ask Benson if that's a good idea?
Yeah, safe.
Yeah, it's safe. Okay, good.
And I think, like, definitely the Dranges who run this organization for us, they're really good about letting us kind of be in control. Because I'm wearing a shirt right now. My ability is my superpower. We cross out the dis, and that was all designed by one of our students, Emma Larson. So they let us really do a good job of like being involved and making sure that like it's not their thing that we're doing; it's all of our thing at West.
I love that. Anything to add, Parker?
Bessie, just your fire alarm.
Take the class. Put yourself out there. Be yourself.
Yeah. Nice, Sophie. Do you like fist bumps? Nice. Kaiten, you like a fist bump? You like a high five, too? Go Bears! High five, too? Right on. Yeah. Thank you guys, too. Yeah,
thank you.
Benson,
thank you.
Parker, excellent job. I'm going to grab this microphone, and we're going to talk to Holly Nets. Good. Have fun today, okay, you guys?
Thank you.
Have fun. Nice job today. Really good.
Go Bears!
Holly Nets, communications, marketing, sets this all up. Thank you for doing that. Was Benson the one you were talking about?
He isn't.
No,
he isn't.
Okay.
But it's just an example of that. We see that time and time again. It's not one kid that it changes their life. It really alters all of them.
Yeah, and that's amazing because you don't get life-changing experiences every day, but you do as part of this program. That's so unique.
Yeah. It, like I said, I've been here 4 years and had no experience with people with intellectual disabilities prior to this. And it's changed my life.
We talk about all the people that have organized this, all the people that help participate in that as well. You're one who kind of, you got to herd the cats, I guess, a little bit. Thank you for that. You know, talk about that effort and talk about the rewards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a statewide set, full-time people. We have 20 people for the whole state. We've got a lot of part-time employees as well. We work all year to put this on. From sports to volunteering, everything. Plus, we have a local games management team. I think Brian and Tyler talked about that, is made up entirely of volunteers that help us with venues, with logistics and whatnot. And then it takes over 1,000 volunteers to pull this 3 days off.
And I want to give a shout-out to Bryn Gallagher as well, who's been helping here today. There's so many people to thank, but who comes to top of your mind right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we couldn't do it without our sponsors.
Yeah.
Our premier sponsors, Denison Village, Washington, have been with us forever. First Interstate Bank, Intermountain Health,
Town
MTN Pump. News Network, Yeah. I mean, they do so much for us. Town Pump is a huge supporter in everything all year long. We couldn't do it without them, but honestly, just, yeah, our staff, our leadership, our board. Our board is amazing. They're just always there for us, and, yeah,
You guys put so much work into this, but everybody here has the biggest smile, and you know it sticks. It's going to stick for a long time.
Yep.
You can't buy that anywhere.
No, I always tell people, if you want to see the good in the world, get yourself to a Special Olympics event.
Thank you for what you do. I'm hooked too, okay?
Fantastic. All right.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Holly Netz and everybody involved here, thank you guys so much. Cody Ross back in the studio.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.